This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Paul.
How are you?
Well, thank you very much.
Beautiful. Now, we've got a meeting on today. Can you give us an idea of what we might be seeing today from Council?
Well, today's actually a workshop.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're just going through. We've got the first time we got the councillors together since we did our special meeting. So we're going to be sitting with them, and the CEO will be going through all the introductory information, showing them how procedures work, how council works, and going through all that information, like getting them up to speed so that they know what's going on and where we're heading with council.
Particularly with Lisa Scommerson and Peter McEwen, how hard is it to get up to speed first up as a brand new councillor?
Well, you know, it's hard because of so much information. I think the one thing that councils that cover so many different areas between your water, your sewage, your parks, your roads, your health, there's that many different departments, and each department, you know, wants to have their share of the councillor and get information to them. And so there's a lot of information that needs to go. And, you know, it's hard for the CEO to be able to put that all that information across in a short burst. So we have to have lots of meetings and get it to them so that they're up to speed and they know what's happening. So if someone comes up to them on the street and says, but what's happening with this, at least they've got some idea of what's going on. If they don't know, they know who to go and ask.
Mm. Although, man, they're pretty smart cookies anyway. You take Peter, both Peter and Lisa in small business as well. So it's kind of not their first rodeo, but at the same time, council can be just a little bit different, can't it?
Well, it can, because you know, there's certain times you can say things and it can possibly be taken the wrong way. Or
No, not possible.
Exactly. So it's really important that they've got their heads around a lot of the information properly so that they can answer things correctly and, yeah, they know that they've done the right thing with what they've said.
So the last Tuesday of every month, will next week get into the more normal, what we know as a normal council meeting?
Yeah, well, the next council meeting we have, which I think is the 27th or 28th, that will be a normal, ordinary council meeting. And that's, yeah, when the things will start coming before the councillors for them to make decisions.
Good luck with the workshop today, and good luck. And I guess the two councillors, you've taken them a little under your wing too.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's important that they feel as comfortable as possible, because I remember when I first started, it is very daunting. You know, there's a lot of people that you need to get around and a lot of information you need to get around. So the more open and more friendly and more of a family we are, the better.
One quick question before you go. The other councillors have to get up to speed. Now, you've been, of course, a councillor at the council. How different is it now to take on the mayoral duties as opposed to what you did last time?
Well, I suppose I'm lucky. I've got every day of the week, which I've been in here pretty much all day, every day, catching up on things since last week, and will be this week as well, so that I know that I'm up to speed on everything that's going on, because my head is spinning at the moment. I'm just in the middle of a training seminar at the moment with the local disaster management group, and I finished this and then I'll be going back there and doing some more, and then I've got meetings all day.
Good stuff. All right, well, we won't hold you up any longer. Good luck with the workshop today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.